What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today we are talking about why there's actually things in life outside of work. Let's hop into it. So as I mentioned a minute ago, I am currently in the beautiful New England town of Lenox, Massachusetts. Super random, but it's not that random of a reason. My girlfriend and I are here for our 2-year anniversary. We decided to do a little retreat. Weren't comfortable with flying given everything going on with COVID. So we drove up here to this spa in the Berkshires and have taken off today and tomorrow and are just going to be rejuvenating and relaxing. And I think there's a few things to call out here. One is that as I have, you know, over the last 4 years been involved in Morning Brew, I have always found it extremely difficult and extremely stressful to take time off. And I don't know if other people feel the same way when they take time off, that they find it difficult to enjoy that time. But over the last several years, it's always been tough for me where I haven't taken much time off at all because, you know, I always justify that I love the work I'm doing. So why would I take time off? But in my mind, that's oftentimes just a cop out for a deeper just anxiety around taking time off. Why do I think I have found taking time off stressful? Well, I think it actually goes back to yesterday's episode on defining productivity. And for me, I think that because I've always intuitively defined productivity as actually like getting shit done, pushing stuff out, and having to show for yourself, you know, checking a box off the to-do list or sending a deliverable in, like the act of doing things. To me, I think I feel a sense of anxiety when the momentum or the flow of doing things stops. But as time has gone on, I've also just realized how, irrespective of how stressful that I find it can be to take time off, it is so incredibly important. No matter what excuse I come up with, or no matter how much I say that I love what I do, I can love what I do, but still need to take time off. So the first thing that comes to mind is, I think entrepreneurs and just in general, people building businesses or motivated professionals, we all think we're impervious to burnout. I remember in the early days of Morning Brew, when Austin and I were working until 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. on the business, we just assumed we could do that forever. But what you realize over time is that's just not the case. And there is so much that happens in your mind and your body subconsciously, things that you don't realize, like parts of you that just need to be reset or rejuvenated. And you subconsciously are experiencing these things. And it's so important to take care of kind of like the subconscious stresses and tensions that need resets and rejuvenation every once in a while. The second, and I would argue more important part of this is for entrepreneurs in general, being a business builder becomes such a big part of your identity. I've talked about this in the past, but this notion of at some point, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road, no longer thinking about Morning Brew every single day, like that is an incredibly scary and anxiety provoking thought to me. And so I think what also happens is because your business becomes such a big part of your identity, the scary thing is you think to yourself, okay, then who is Alex Lieberman? Who is Austin Reeve? Who is XYZ entrepreneur if they are not Morning Brew, if they are not their business? And I think it's actually just so important as you are in the act of building your business to understand what your holistic identity is. Like Alex Lieberman is more than just Morning Brew. Obviously that's a big part of me, but Alex Lieberman is also, you know, a son and a boyfriend and someone who likes golf and someone who likes skiing and someone who likes to read and someone who likes photography. And I think by taking time off, you give yourself the ability and the permission to reflect on the other parts of your identity. Because when you're not taking time off, you're spending time in like the core of your identity. And so you don't give yourself the space to think about all of the other things that make you, you. And so the reason that I decided, you know, that I wouldn't be working in Lenox, Massachusetts for the next 2 days, but I thought it was important to do Founders Journal is, first of all, like, I believe in building habit and continuity. And to me, like, my listeners are ready to listen. And so I need to be ready to talk. But also, I actually think it's symbolically such an important thing to, from here, talk about, like, why we're up here. And not only is it because I love my girlfriend and it's our 2-year anniversary and we're celebrating that, but also it is important to acknowledge that it is okay and it's actually necessary to be rebooting and rejuvenating as an entrepreneur. Not only is it necessary because, as you know, a co-founder of a business with 65 other people who are also thinking to themselves, can I take time off? How much time is appropriate? Like, will I be looked at differently? There's that aspect, but there's also just the personal aspect of, I need to reset. I need to take time to reflect on the other parts of my identity other than Morning Brew. And this is giving me the opportunity to do that and enjoy time with my girlfriend, not thinking about the business. And I think the other big thing to realize here is it's important to know yourself and know what a reasonable expectation is for unplugging. Not everyone is going to have the ability to take a week or 2 weeks off, completely unplug and not touch their work. I'm one of those people. I can't take a week away from the computer or phone and be totally fine. And it's honestly less that, you know, there's so many dependencies on me in a day-to-day basis in the business. And it's more that, like, I do derive a lot of joy from just being involved in the business in a more regular manner. So my goal personally here over the next 4 days is that, other than Founders Journal, I'm going to minimize the work that I do. If I do any work, I'm going to reserve it to be unplugged work. So whether it's jotting down thoughts in a journal or reading physical copies of plans around our business. So, you know, for example, we just recently hired a general manager of our B2B business. He sends, you know, his strategy for the B2B organization over the next year. I printed that out so I can go through that on paper. But aside from that, aside from Founders Journal, my goal is to read. My goal is to enjoy my time with my girlfriend. My goal is to do activities, whether it's a massage or archery or whatever else they have here. But it's an important time just to reflect, to rejuvenate, and to understand there are more things to Alex than just Morning Brew. And I think that is something that any entrepreneur or any builder needs to be at peace with. So for everyone who listened to Founders Journal today, like me, I implore you to take time for yourself, to unplug, whatever that means for you, to understand there is only one part of your identity that is your professional work, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a business builder in a larger company. There are other parts to your identity, and it's important to take the time to unlock the tensions of the subconscious stresses that you endure over a long period of time, but also to take the time to reflect, to think more about who you are and the parts of you outside of just the day-to-day work that you do. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Founders Journal. I will be back tomorrow for the last episode of the week. As always, so thankful for my listeners. Thank you for everyone who continues to write in. If you ever have questions or feedback for the show, shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. But I have the best listeners in the world. Let's keep growing this thing. Thanks, everyone, for your time. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.